The acquisition workforce is one of the few areas that's been spared from the Pentagon's civilian hiring freeze. An effort to recreate capacities the department let atrophy beginning in the 1990s. That workforce is being slowly and steadily rebuilt, but at the same time, DOD says it's trying to deliver decision-making tools to that workforce that are long overdue. Shay Assad, the Pentagon's Director of Defense Pricing, claims the steps are a revolutionary approach to making DOD's acquisition professionals much more skilled in understanding the business deals they make with industry. They center on giving acquisition staff a better view of what's happening across DOD itself.
Oftentimes, I've had a number of conversations with leaders within the department. Said, you know, when I was on the other side of the street, the company I was associated with happened to be Raytheon. They certainly knew what was going on throughout all the different divisions within the Department of Defense. But the thing I could kind of count on was if I went to NAVC, I could pretty much, or NAV Air, I could pretty much count on NAVC not paying much attention to what NAV Air was doing, right? And vice versa. Well, those days are going to change. And there'll be a much more awareness within the department in terms of what's happening. So as we act as an integrated enterprise, you will get a more consistent position from our contracting officers.
The changes will be focused in and led by the Defense Contract Management Agency, the centralized DOD entity that handles administration of contracts. Assad told attendees at a conference of the National Contract Management Association that DOD is starting by bringing all of DCMA's administrative contracting officers back into one place after a period of decentralization.
So that there's a uniform approach to how we're dealing with our peers in industry. That change is taking place right now. What will that mean to you as professionals on the other side of the table? It should lead to a more consistent understanding of what the government's position is. It should lead to those of you who have had forward pricing grade agreements to an improved ability to make those come about. We're establishing a fundamental position within the department that says these corporate ACOs and these DACOs who are effectively responsible for rates, that they will be the contracting officer's central repository of information with regard to rates.
Second, Assad says, DOD is piloting a new system called the Contractor Business Analysis Repository, or CBAR. That tool is designed to give contracting officers a lot more insight into DOD's past and ongoing relationships with a given company.
He'll be able to log in, and depending on the company that he's doing business with, he will get access to every business deal over $10 million that's been done to that with that company. So the ability for contracting officers to have much more awareness of what's happening throughout this very large organization will be provided to them almost instantaneously and in real time. In addition to that, they'll have access to all of the rates that have been proposed and what DCAA's position and DCMA's position has been and what the contractor's position has been over time. And our contracting officers are really excited about having this kind of a capability.
A third initiative is tied to the regrowing of DOD's acquisition workforce. Assad says DCMA hired about 300 price analysts and engineers for one specific purpose.
To populate what we're calling ICATs, Integrated Contractor Analysis Teams, which will enable a contracting officer to get immediate technical and pricing assistance in the evaluation of a proposal as it relates to a particular organization that they're doing business with.
Finally, Assad says DOD is also creating regional pricing teams to help out with smaller contracting projects. They'll focus on contracts that are smaller than $100 million and be available as a resource to help contracting officers who need expertise in figuring out pricing. The new hires are part of a broader DOD effort to regrow a core of acquisition experts that DOD let dwindle starting in the early 1990s and didn't start rebuilding until 15 years later. Timothy Callahan is the Executive Director of Contracts for DCMA.
We as an agency at one point in time, the contract management organization back in around 1990 was up around 20,000 people. In 2008, we hit a low of about just over 9,000 employees. So we're building up, we're regrowing our workforce, we're up around 11,000 now. We're on a projected track to grow to about 13,400. Whether we can sustain that in today's budget environment is going to be a challenge.
The other large DoD contract oversight body, the Defense Contract Audit Agency, has also had some success regrowing its workforce. It's grown by 17% over the last 3 years, adding about 700 new employees. But regrowing that workforce doesn't happen overnight, even if budget constraints weren't a concern. Callahan says DCMA is following a three-pronged approach.
We have hired people at the mid-career level. We brought on different people out of industry, other government agencies, people coming out of the service we brought into the agency. We've also brought on board a number of new talent right out of college that have the right business background and degrees. And the third approach that we've used to trying to fill in our experience gap is we've had a pretty robust program to go out and bring back retired annuitants so that we can bring the folks back into the agency that really have the years and depth of experience that can help mentor some of the newer people that we brought into the agency.
Assad says the department as a whole is overhauling the way it educates and trains its contracting officers and program managers with help from the Defense Acquisition University. He says the department will also expect more from them.
Pricing just isn't arithmetic, right? It's that comprehensive understanding of what is the risk associated with the business deal, what are the terms associated with it, what's the price that we're paying, and in all of those different aspects, are we getting a fair and reasonable deal for the taxpayers? We're changing and we're increasing the expectations of our contracting officers in terms of what they will have to know from a training perspective in order to become certified. So we're raising the bar.
And while regrowing the workforce will involve hiring a lot of recent college graduates with no experience in government contract management, Assad says he's confident the training and education programs they've set up with DAU can get them up to speed. The new hires, he says, aren't his main worry.
I'm excited about the tools and the environment that we're providing for our new people. I'm not naive that we have to increase the critical thinking skills of our middle management workforce and our senior workforce. I'm more concerned about that than I am about the folks coming in.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.